Fox News, and live FM talk radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
I used to be cool, and now I'm just my cat's snack dealer. I'm John Potter, 1006. Lacey is with us. She is general manager of the White House Inn in Genoa for one more segment. And, I didn't get to tell you during the talk to you. Any gossip in Genoa? I mean, it's a small town. You know everything that's going on there.
I do, and I am sworn to secrecy.
You've been there
I don't want the population to go down. Yeah.
You've been there for a very long time. You run the White House Inn in Genoa. And you have, like they used to have, the big visitors book where people sign in, and you didn't bring it with you. Because I would have loved to read what the people say about staying in Genoa and the White House Inn. What do people write?
Absolutely. I will tell you, the most popular thing is what a quaint, lovely, beautiful, organic, just people just love it. And they love us as hosts. My co-host, Caden, we actually provide them with a lot of information regarding trails and restaurants and things to see and things to do, the Nature Conservancy down the street. And so we get a lot of compliments on not just the inn itself, but the whole atmosphere.
So I'm looking at your brochure. You have four rooms here. The Tulip Room. This looks like a this looks like a room from a dollhouse.
Correct. Or grandma's bedroom.
Meant to look like that. You have the king room. Okay, that's where I would be. The carriage house and the cottage. And you have the gated patios, the cable TV, the Wi-Fi, all in a country setting. And if you haven't been, boy, you walk to the general store at like 8, 9 in the morning. There's deer all over the place. And it hasn't changed. It's like you can say to yourself, this is 1935, and you would believe it. There's not one new building. Now, the new restaurant that replaced the French restaurant, that's kind of a new building, right?
It is.
Daniel's. That's a gourmet restaurant.
Correct.
That's very, very cool. And there's also another place to eat. I forgot the Genoa something.
Genoa Station.
Genoa Station. That's it.
Fantastic.
Had a wonderful lunch there. Wine and everything.
Oh, good.
Very nice. And picturesque. Oh, my gosh. Look at these pictures. Mayberry RFD. So cool. You have a lot more bikers going to Genoa, and I think it's the world's oldest bar that attracts them.
The state's oldest bar, absolutely.
State's oldest. Well, I thought it was the world. It's very old.
Well, if it was the world, that would be a whole different story.
Let's just say it's the world's oldest.
Okay, you go with that.
But they're a nice bunch.
Absolutely.
Nice, friendly bunch.
I always tell people we're just so spoiled because we cater to all kinds of people, golfers, bikers, families. A lot of families, they come for the hiking, they come for the lake, but they don't have to stay at the lake with all the chaos. They pop right down the hill. We're 25 minutes from South Shore, so you get all the ambiance of Genoa and a totally different vacation, but then you can go to Virginia City, you can go to Lake Tahoe, you can do the Carson Museums. We're very centrally located.
Let's get to the deals here, okay?
Okay.
I've never heard of deals in Genoa. I mean, it's worth the cost. It really is everywhere you go. But what are the deals you're offering for these four wonderful rooms at the White House Inn?
Well, currently we have a special running in the month of August. And what it is a discounted rate. And we base that on the number of nights that you stay and or if it's a weekday stay. So, of course, if you come during the week, you're going to get a much better deal.
I think that's the best time to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean,
not that the weekends aren't fun, but there's weddings. There's probably
a few more people. I was shocked at how the candy dance has changed. In the 70s, it would be grandmas setting up their little tables with their candy that they made on the main drag. And now you guys have, like, the big food vans and semi-trucks bringing, I mean, it's a huge festival.
Yes, you have to be prepared for the numbers, and that much food is necessary. We still make the candy by hand in the town hall, yeah. And there's a group of volunteers that sign up every year, and they start in August and mm-hmm. work and work and work until all the candy is prepared. And
so you've got to you have had the pleasure of living in this community most of your life.
I've been there since 2002.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought it was before that.
No, I haven't.
Where did you come from?
Well, I actually grew up in Virginia City and Carson City. And then as a child, I always wanted to live in Genoa. I moved away to Washington State. And when I was faced with the idea of coming back to Nevada, I said, I won't go unless I get to live in Genoa.
Okay.
That was it. Genoa.
Well, it's rare to find a place for sale there.
Absolutely, yeah. But, you know, they do come open once in a while, and people, you know, things change.
Okay.
And we've had a lot of influx of new people come in because we've got, you know, the golf courses around and things like that. So.
Well, it's a wonderful place. I want people to come to your inn, but don't tell too many people about it. That's a kind of a weird thing, right? Because
no,
we don't
want to
change the whole character of wonderful Genoa. It's really a treasure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we do. I just wanted to add one more thing. We do offer a space for anniversaries and birthdays and retreats, small weddings. Mm-hmm. So if you have a product or an idea or something that you would like to present, please also call us for that.
The best place to walk at sunrise. When I stay there.
Yes.
It really is. I like to go up to the general store and you turn right and there's the hanging tree down
Correct.
There.
It's just down the road from us.
That's where they act. It has history and it really was a hanging tree.
Yes.
So when you go to Genoa, don't misbehave.
Exactly.
It's beautiful. What more can we say? All right. Once again, folks, White House Inn. And thank you so much, Lacey, for coming by and telling us about the August deals. Is this just for August?
Oh, no. We always are offering our locals different rates and stuff like
that. You have to ask for it or what?
Yeah, just give me a call. And depending on what discount we're running that month, I can enlighten you and share that information.
What's the next event coming up in Genoa?
It'll be Candy Dance.
Really? Because when I walk on the main drag, I see these... little flyers for like a band is playing.
Oh, well, we do have concerts on the green. Absolutely. Monthly, we have bands come and play at the Genoa Park.
Mm-hmm.
And also, of course, the Genoa Bar has music all the time, and so does the Pink House. So, but as far as big events, it'll be Candy Dance.
All right.
That's what we're all gearing up for because we're almost to August.
Can you promise me there's no plans for any new construction in Genoa? No high rise, please?
No high rise. Absolutely not.
Oh, her eyes just went wide.
We don't even want a stoplight, so that's our goal. We have a four-way stop, and we are very happy with it.
Keep it like the last picture show.
Absolutely.
Oh, beautiful. All right, White House Inn in Genoa. Lacey, thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
I will definitely see you.
Okay, perfect. I'll look forward to it.
Next trip. Okay,
thanks
we're opening up the phone lines for anything local. 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter. I got a few topics to bring up, all local. But is there something you want to get out there? 884-9910 on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time. 10:15.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
Hello? I'm John Potter, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon. Craig is in Carson City, and later on, we have tickets to give away, Craig.
That is correct. Yeah, Carson Nugget to tonight's either 6 p.m. show or 8 p.m. show in the Comedy Club. We will actually have some guests joining us at 11:30 to talk about it.
And oh, really?
Who they are. Yeah.
Must be in that Google Calendar I never
that you,
check.
Yeah, right?
Well, okay. I'm a little slow with computer stuff, but uh, I, I, I want to ask you about this because I got this interesting email from a kind listener, maybe because she thinks I get lost a lot. She says, if you're ever lost around Tahoe, in the Sierra, or in the woods, out in the Toyabe Forest, or anywhere else where you're cut off from civilization in our area, in the wilderness, bears around you and stuff like that, and your battery is dying on your phone, very close to shutting down, instead of making that last call to 911, which may not go through, you should change your outgoing voicemail saying where you are and what your situation is, so that people who wonder what happened to you will hear it when they call you. And this really got my interest, since I remember being hopelessly lost after following a trail somewhere off to the west between Tahoma and Tahoe City. Mm. There's a forest with a name to it, and there was a trail there, and the trail, after I was walking on it for 3 hours, the trail just ended. And I pulled up my GPS, and all the GPS said was that I was in this big mass of green with no other trail to get me out unless I backtrack for another 3 hours, and my battery was about to die. By the way, folks, I survived, by the way. Don't want to leave you hanging.
No, no worse for the wear.
But people can call you, and even if your phone is dead, they hear this outgoing message on your voicemail. They know where you are, which is very clever. Even if your phone is dead, your voicemail message is there, and they'll know where to pick up your remains. And mom and dad will have a recording of your last desperate moments. Okay, worst case scenario. But people have been sharing this on social media, and I thought this was surprising to me. I thought, you would know better, Craig, I thought the voicemail was in your phone. But I guess when you record it, it goes to your carrier or your provider, whoever that is, to their cloud. I looked this up. Samsung says voicemail is stored at the server. I didn't know I had a server. But anyway, is that right?
Yep, that's exactly right. Every call goes through whoever your provider is, their phone server. Even our office phones here in the studios in Carson City and in Reno, the voicemail is not actually on the phone here. It's actually stored in the server, because that's where everything goes to. So if we lose internet here, because all of our phones are IP phones, if we lose internet here, people would still get our voicemail greeting saying that we're not available or whatever. But yes, on your cell phone, that's definitely true. I don't know if it's ever actually been stored on the phone. Well, yeah, the old flip phones, I would say yes, it was stored on the phones, because you'd be able to go in and delete messages just by going into the what they call the user interface, the GUI, graphical user interface. But yeah, no, this is it's a great idea, and I hadn't heard of it before. I didn't remember hearing about it before you brought it up today, but with the smartphones, yeah. And if you take a picture and send it to someone, it has a geotag on it that actually gives your GPS coordinates of where the picture was taken.
Okay, so I didn't want to interrupt you, but you lost me at server. That was in your seconds.
Yeah.
What is a geo? What?
What? Yeah, your
don't
GPS.
Even try
your GPS. Yeah. So if you take a picture, John, part of the data that's stored on that picture is where your picture was taken at. So if you were up at the lake and you take a picture of where you're at the lake, and it GPS tags your location. So whoever you send that picture to would have the data as to where that picture was taken from, at whatever.
You mean to tell me if I take a picture and send it to my wife and I say, honey, I'm over here, that they can check and make sure that oh my gosh.
Yeah, just have location services turned on and
I can't put a palm tree behind me and say I'm in Hawaii.
Well, she wouldn't believe that in the first place because you'd have to get there in 10 minutes.
All right.
Oh, there was a snort. Hey.
Yeah, you made me snort. Now, that's an elevation above the chuckle. Good for you. 1024. I did some research. You know, many of us assume when it comes to road rage, Nevada is probably up there. I mean, many of us have seen or experienced some road rage, right? They actually did. Yeah. Have you, Craig?
I have. And
were you the cause of this road rage?
Actually, well, before my accident that had nothing to do with my driving a vehicle, I was an Uber and Lyft driver. And before that, I had terrible bouts of road rage. But once I became an Uber and Lyft driver and I had to present a good image for the companies and myself to get my 5-star rating after all my reviews, your attitude changes. If you're driving all day for a living, you say, okay, that's enough. I'm not doing this. It's not worth me having a heart attack and dying driving off the road or driving somebody off the road.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's like, it's like gardening. I hated gardening because we have a huge backyard and, oh gosh, I got a garden. It's the approach, the attitude toward it. If I don't look at a clock and I just take my time, I actually enjoy it. And I think driving can kind of be the same way. I'm just amazed right now since I changed my mind about things like that, how upset people get driving. Of course, now I'm the only guy who follows the speed limit, so I'm sure I tick a lot of people off. But they actually did a survey on road rage, and it shows Nevada and California have two of the biggest road rage problems in America. People these days, they wave certain fingers with reckless abandon. Much bad behavior has been seen behind the wheel. I have never flipped off anyone. I've been flipped off last time by a guy. He was driving in front of me because I gave a short horn tap when he suddenly zipped in front of me. Anyway, it's rude. It's a dangerous trend. Doesn't happen a lot. Give us a call if you experienced it more lately. But there is one trend that I was reading about that should encourage you. A new Gen Z trend that's just now showing up in some cities. Always changing the rules of the game. It seems some 20-something drivers don't flip people off anymore because using the finger is so passé. It's so Gen X. It's so boomer. It's so boring.
I blow people kisses.
A lot of 20-somethings don't do that finger anymore. Instead, they give other drivers a thumbs down. I haven't seen this, but maybe expected. I'm encouraged by this. The finger was an obscene insult. The thumbs down is like disapproval from your mom, you know? It doesn't mean I'm enraged. It means I gave that move a thumbs down. There are posts about the thumbs down on social media. So I can't wait. I'm sure I'll see it.
Yeah.
It's a 20-something thing. You ever get an email from a 20-something? They speak a lot in emojis.
It's punctuation. All one sentence.
Oh, yes. All one sentence. I see it all the time on Reddit or something. Yeah. It's a language all their own.
Well, we were talking about road rage, and like I started to say, I don't get mad at people. Or if they get mad at me and they're flipping me off going by, I just blow them a kiss.
Oh, really? No.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It freaks them out.
Well, I would think it'd make them even madder. That's that passive-aggressive thing. I stay away from that. Blow them a kiss. Oh, speaking of blowing kisses, as we speak right now, the Pride Parade is going on in downtown Reno, and I think somebody told me Carson is also doing something, right?
I haven't heard anything about Pride in anything to do in Carson, but yes, the Reno Pride Parade is going on. Well, let's see. The parade
start at 10, or supposed to. These things never start on time. But let me ask you this. Does Pride Month actually last 6 months?
Depending on the events in the cities, yeah, it can be spread out over several months, depending on what city or state you're in.
It just never stops, does it?
Never does. But, you know, hey, I'm happy with it, so.
Well, we all have to. I mean, they're very special people. So.
I know I am.
Okay. I can't win an argument with you.
Not
I'll give
this.
You the thumbs down. There you go.
Sorry. I blew you a kiss, John.
Oh, stop that. Stop it. Okay, we're going to break for Fox News. Phone lines are open, 884-9910. I'm John Potter. This is 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Back in a few minutes, give us a call. In the meantime, put you on hold, 884-9910. FM News Talk time is 10:30.
The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley, in Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
And I'm John Potter, and I believe when they finally let us into Area 51, there will be a Dollar General there. 10:35, let's go to the phones, 884-9910. We were just talking about road rage. Chris, a road rage story? Did this happen to you, my friend?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, cool. I was just making sure. Yeah, I had a couple guys in a truck tailing me one time and were really riding behind me really unnecessarily close. And I made the mistake of I've had enough and pulled over and got out, which is something I've tried to learn from, because it didn't end well for any of us. Yeah, that was not a, I tried to learn from it, but, hit one guy, he went down, it spilled over onto the side of the off ramp where I got into it with the other guy.
Start from beginning. Yeah. Tell us where this happened and what started this, melee.
If you're going into Sparks, it's I think it was the 4th Street off ramp. Because I lived over there a long time ago not on 4th Street, but a different street. And they just wouldn't get off my tail, and I finally had enough. And we exchanged some thumbs up, thumbs downs, and I just had enough and pulled over and got out, which I never should have done. And I've tried to learn from that. And it just got super ugly, super quick. The good thing was, though, at the end, one guy wanted to keep going. I said, "No, we've done this enough." And we actually shook hands and drove away from each other. So, not one of my finer moments.
Do you have any advice for folks who encounter somebody who's red hot about something on the roads?
I wish I could. I don't have, because I need that advice myself, but. I don't.
And there's never an officer around when you need one, of course.
No. Hey, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I did want to ask you something real quick. You guys advertise pretty heavily for a place, and I don't want to say the name of the place yet, but I decided to visit this place and spend some money there and had an absolutely horrific experience. I don't want to rain on your advertising dollars, but I didn't know if you wanted to hear about the experience.
I have video proof
of it.
I would go to Google reviews or something like that with
okay.
it. Because there's a lot of, you know, situations like that. I hate to get too negative and bash a place, you know.
I do, I'm not really that person. I never have been. I don't do online reviews. But this is one of those things where people visiting this place need to know. And I've tried to contact management. Management won't call me back. I spent $420 at this place, and was utterly disappointed and quite honestly repulsed.
You know, I think we can all relate to a situation like that. That is kind of a good topic. I mean, we can be our own Consumers Reports on the air here. And ask if folks have a good or bad product story to share, or, I mean, restaurant. I hate to name names on things like that, though. But I'll tell you what, my friend, Chris, customer service has left the building.
There was a whole lot of that didn't exist up there, too.
Okay.
The left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing. It was pretty sad.
Could have been a bad night. Yeah. All right, my friend. I appreciate you calling and call us again.
No problem.
All right, take care. That's a good one. Do you have a good or bad product review to share? Ask me about Kellogg's, of all things. They had this offer on the back of Special K last year. You send in 6 box tops. Yeah, cereal companies still do that. Of Special K there was a date. It was closing fast. And they will send you a case of Green Mountain Coffee. You know how I am about coffee. So I was all in. And I bought 6 boxes of that awful Special K. 6 boxes in 1 month. The wife loves to tell this story at parties. It's that one, or it's about the time she told me to put back the cushions on all the patio chairs after winter, and I put the cushions on the seat backs and not the bottoms. I'm not a smart man. Anyway, so I sent the 6 box tops to Kellogg's after eating all that Special K for my free case of coffee. And they sent me, I know what you're thinking. Why didn't you just cut the box tops off the boxes and send it in and save the Special K for later? Well, like I said, I didn't think of that. So they sent me this email. It said, congratulations, your case of coffee is on its way. And that was a year ago. And as you know, like I said, there's no customer service anymore. Oh, I paid the price with that Special K. I mean, so it still bugs me. You just call and, you know, you never hear from them again. They ghost you. Does anybody buy or get Consumers Reports anymore? I still do. I have since I was a kid. You know, to 13-year-old me, Consumer Reports and Motor Trend and Car and Driver were the 3 coolest magazines around.
What's a magazine?
I literally jumped for joy when a new issue came in. I'd read them front to back. Motor Trend and Car and Driver are just about as good as they were, especially Car and Driver. There's great writing in that. Very entertaining magazine. But Consumers Reports, alas, is a sad shadow of itself. One thing Consumers Reports always was impartial. So aside from their test results, you could not tell what their opinions were. Kind of like our TV news media. Well, now we know, right? And like everything else, Consumers Reports is relentlessly political. You open up to the first page, and there's the now an editorial page on the inside cover from the editor. And it's typically a liberal, progressive screed. You know, there's frequent one-sided editorials on global warming. There are updates on legal action against drug makers, applauding the multi-billion-dollar fines that politicians like Nevada's attorney general get. And guess who, by the way, guess who pays for those multi-billion-dollar settlements? We do. That's one reason drug prices are so high. It's the liberal outlook on things, but I still subscribe to Consumer Reports. And by the way, I've never liked how their top 10 rated cars have all been foreign made. And this has been the situation with them for decades. I am my dad's son. I don't like to buy foreign. I don't think American cars are that bad. Every year I have an 8-year-old GMC truck. I like it very much. Cars and trucks are built so much better than they used to be. There's not many products that you can say that about, you know? So an American vehicle, even though Consumers Reports doesn't put them in their top 10, still so much better than they were. And so I believe in them. I'm kind of loyal to them. But anyway, now and then Consumers Reports hits on a topic that this red-blooded American male likes. The new August issue, which I think I got it home in June. I always thought that was weird. The August issue came out a few weeks ago with their test results. Test results on frozen pizzas. Yes, and the frozen pizza that topped their overall ratings based on taste. how the crust is, the sauce, the cheese, and the toppings. Red Baron Classic Crust, four cheese pizza. Best thin crust was Trader Joe's. The soggiest crust was DiGiorno's four cheese rising crust. Everybody has a perfect pizza in their mind. They're all a little bit different. I am thin crust, but not too thin. There are some places where it's like you're eating a cracker, you know. I like a generous amount of cheese and pepperoni and crumbled sausage and mushrooms. So that's where I am on that. So I don't know. I thought I'd open up the phones and divert from the best frozen pizzas to the best pizzas around town. I hear a lot about Detroit pizza. I don't know what that is. So it would benefit folks listening to tell us about what you think. 884-9910. I'm John Potter. It's all live and local. We have our next guest coming up at 11 o'clock. She's all about Airbnb. And so we have 15 minutes here to talk to you about the pizzas or anything else that's local. 884-9910. Craig will put your calls on hold until we get to you in just a couple of minutes. This is 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Be back in a few minutes. FM News Talk time is 10:46.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk and 99.1fmtalk.com.
You know what? Undercooked pizza is a lot worse than overcooked. And the pizza slice, it has to stand pretty firm when you hold it, not too droopy. I'll order a thick crust if I feel it has a lot of toppings. But I heard there are over 100 pizzerias in our area. And so that I thought I'd whittle it down to the top five or so. 884-9910. When I'm at South Lake Tahoe, I sure like a Base Camp pizza. Always stop there. I'm not too picky. Pizza itself is so good that even a bad one, I'll still say it's pretty good. The worst pizza I ever had was when I lived in Maine. Everybody there was like, you got to try this. It's so good. And I'm like, you sure about that? Detroit-style pizza, somebody just said that it's a deep dish. I think I saw a picture of Detroit pizza, and to me it looks like a car tire covered in cheese. I also heard about New Haven coal-fired pizza. Pizza's actually proof, folks, that money can buy happiness. You know, I just have lust for the crust. All right, local news. Nevada has been ranked in three recent national surveys. First one here, according to U.S. News and World Report's 2023 Best States to Live In list. Where do you think Nevada ranks in their subjective list? I mean, I'm partial, and I'm pretty sure you are, too, going to say that we're way up there, right? But Nevada is ranked in this new survey number 38 in best states overall. 38 in what? Everything put together. Good Lord, Illinois, Ohio, Missouri beat us. Looking at the breakdowns, we are ranked number 48 for natural environment. Our outdoors? Have you been here? I'm sure they never came here. And you can spot the bias against us in the first sentence, okay? Here's what U.S. News and World Report says, quote, Nevada is home to the infamous Las Vegas, which has drawn millions of visitors to gamble, drink, and partake in other vices in America's playground. Honestly, that's your first sentence, that's your overall view of our state. What a terribly negative and outdated thing to say about our state. But we're used to this, right, folks? It's all still Vegas, right? In people's minds, out of state. But infamous? Drink? Vices? I mean, it's bad enough that the national news media looks at all of Nevada as Las Vegas, but Come on, this is a 2023 survey. Are Nevadans the hardest working people in America? This particular study ranks the states by how much time residents spend working and how many of us work at more than one job. This is a new Wallet Hub survey, the hardest working states in America. They say we work less than most other states. We rank number 37 for hardest working state. They base this on a survey of average working hours and workers with multiple jobs. No, we don't have time to work. We, of course, we're in Las Vegas, right? We're gambling and drinking. That's why we're not right, media. But seriously, and I always look at the positive side, this leaves us more time for family and the less than average outdoors that U.S. News and World Report says we have. Study says the average Nevadan works 124 hours a month. That is, let's see here. Okay, that's 31 hours a week, which, by the way, happens to be the exact point at which part-timers would become eligible for health care, right? Yeah, it might be on purpose there. Our average Nevadan works 31 hours a week, just barely enough for health care. Honestly, I think the hard work is figuring out why we rank so low. But I've said this before, these lists are put together, inside media secret here, folks. They are put together to get Wallet Hub and U.S. News and World Report and everybody else who does these bogus things. They want to get on the news to get people to hit their website or subscribe to their dying magazine. And they will tweak the results to have a different state at number one for something. The surveys come out all the time. So the local media in these states puts them on the news. How many Nevada or Reno-ranked number one surveys have made it on our to our local news and newspaper? I know it sounds off base and paranoid, but he's a suspicious one, that John Potter. All right, number three survey that Nevada is ranked in, 3,000 families responded to a survey by FamilyDestinationsGuide.com, who apparently is also desperate. These folks were asked, if you were going to up anchor and move your family, where would you most like to go? What state do you think Nevada families chose as their top state they'd like to move to? Was it Hawaii with its palm trees and sandy beaches? Was it Montana or Wyoming or another western state where we wouldn't miss the mountains and wide open spaces? No, given the entire country to choose from, Nevadans would most like to move and raise their kids in New Mexico. Oh my gosh. No, it's real. Look it up yourself. This is, again, this is FamilyDestinationsGuide.com. I would bet anything they sent a press release to all the New Mexico newsrooms. Hey, you're number one for what this or these states want to move to. Guaranteed to make the news, get the website hits. Okay, so back to the survey. Yes, of all the states, Nevadans choose a state where they can get rid of this irritating no state income tax. What a drag that is. And pay over 5% in state income taxes instead. In some municipalities in New Mexico, and I looked into this. This expensive state. It adds up to over 9%. That's right. Okay, 9% in taxes, and they tax taxes out of staters an extra 7% when they buy property in New Mexico. I always wondered, I always had a short list of states if I had to move out of Nevada where I would go to. And I did the research years ago. New Mexico never showed up on the list. And this is, I'm sure, one of the reasons why. This is like, we're New York territory here with taxes here in New Mexico. But that, according to this survey, is the number one state Nevadans want to move to. Yeah, I would think a Nevadan would rule New Mexico out for its outrageous confiscation of wealth, unless you consider that you get to live in the state where the Roswell incident and, you know, the first atomic bomb test happened. Well, that's now that's something to consider, right? So, okay, that list is pushing it. My believability rating is low there. I just don't get it. Our phone number is 884-9910. We do have a guest up to talk about Airbnbs, kind of a spokesperson for the Airbnb business. A little bit controversial. I'm hearing about people who, on their neighborhood street right here in Reno, suddenly they discover two doors down, somebody sold the house and the new buyer is out of staters who made it into a Airbnb. And the partiers have come. But also, it's a great alternative in a way to hotels. We'll find out why next. Our phone number, 884-9910, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter. FM News Talk time is 10:59.